This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
He's right. Real stories, real solutions. This magazine that we work with, Inc. Magazine, is the magazine for growing companies. We want to help you grow yours, or we want to help you take that leap into becoming the entrepreneur that is locked up inside. I am Alan Taylor. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. It came to me one day that I just have to be who I am and work for myself. And, you know, whether it's because I'm stubborn, whether it's because I don't have the education that I thought it would take to do anything else other than, you know, just buy and sell and be the guy that I am and let it evolve over the 56 years now that I am. But I have been very fortunate and very blessed to end up with the greatest magazine that helps people to do exactly what I did, which is to find myself through business. And I love it. I love what I do. So if you like that, then welcome to our show. Welcome to the magazine. Welcome to Inc. Media. Inc. Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Inc.com, an amazing resource for anybody that is looking to be in business for themselves. That way they're not by themselves, right? Our first guest today, his name is Ryan Devlin, and you may know that name because he's been on many television shows like Jane the Virgin, Brothers and Sisters, and Veronica Mars. And when he's not in the office and traveling the world for his newest project, This Bar Saves Lives, and it has nothing to do with a bar where you go drink, it's a nutrition bar, Ryan Devlin hosts the MTV dating show, Are You the One? Ryan, so welcome to the show, and I love your story of what you're doing now, and I'm going to let you tell it, because you'll tell it a heck of a lot better than me, but it started in 2013. Let's take it from when you traveled to Africa on a humanitarian trip. What did you see, and how did it change your life?
Well, thank you, Alan. It's just awesome to be here, so I appreciate you giving me the opportunity here, and you know, it's to your intro there, it was kind of a winding path to get me to today, but I think everybody's got a bit of a winding path. And so, you know, my background is as an actor and as a TV host, though I studied business at school. And through my acting and just my relationships out here kind of in Los Angeles and the Hollywood biz, a buddy and I, who's also an actor, were approached to help out with this village in Liberia, kind of a remote village. They needed a bridge to be built. And so we, you know, reached out to our communities. We raised some funds. We got the money together to help this village build this bridge. And we wanted to follow through on that. So we took this trip to Liberia to help oversee the completion of that project. And it's while we were there that we just on a kind of on a side trip toured some refugee clinics and saw children that were being treated for severe acute malnutrition. This is kind of like, you know, the most dire effects of hunger. It's the wasting away. It's you know, very close to death. Really hard stuff to see. Hard to see, you know, in photos or on television, but certainly an impactful experience when you're there. Really sad. However, while we were there, we talked to the doctors and the nurses of the clinics, and we said, look, we want to do something. What can we do? And they said, you know what? It's really simple. There's this food aid, and they held up this packet. It's called Plumpy Nut. It's kind of like a peanut butter paste. It's fortified with micronutrients and, you know, it's like a high calorie medical treatment to help get these kids back on track. And they said, look, we just need more of this. If you can get us more of this, we can help more kids. And so that's, you know, that stuck with us. I mean, this is something that Anderson Cooper profiled on 60 Minutes. We knew of Plumpy Nut. We knew the benefits that it could have on lives around the world. And so we decided that, you know, we wanted to build a model to get more of this food aid to kids in need. And instead of start a charity where we would be asking people for money, and there are great charities out there, but instead of doing that, we looked at the trends that were happening in the impact world at companies like Warby Parker or Tom's Shoes. I'm a huge fan of Newman's Own. I've done a lot of work with their camps and what Paul Newman built there with Product for Good. And so we decided to build a company around that. And so that's what kicked off this Bar Saves Lives. It's a very simple concept. For every bar sold, we give life-saving food to a child in need around the world. And we launched back in 2013 and have been growing like a rocket ever since.
All right, you hang tight. We're talking with Ryan Devlin. This Bar Saves Lives. It is a snack bar, you might say, that can save lives. And like Tom's Shoes, by the way, Tom's Shoes, if you don't know, they have given away 10 million pairs of shoes to needy children. It's called the One for One program, and that's what we're talking about here with Ryan Devlin. And it's a for-profit business versus a charity, because you don't hear too much about fast-growing charities. And especially with Inc., we talk about fast-growing businesses. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what Ryan is doing. And if you like it, we'll be right back and talk more, so stay with us. It's Inc. Radio. Sleep on that, 'cause I've
got a plan. This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.